Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. More bad news for Ford. Well, bad news, good news. Depends on how you look at it. But it's one of those things where it's just, I can't believe this. And you know I drive a Ford, so I love Ford Motor Company. I wish they'd get their act together. But someone sent me a note this morning and said, Steve, am I losing my mind or is this all related? Because Ford just announced a recall of 300,000 vehicles for something to do with a faulty transmission. He said, is this good news? Are they finally recalling all those faulty dual clutch transmissions in America? And I pulled the article. Of course, no, they're not. And you have to remember that in America, recalls are mandated by NHTSA for safety-related problems. And the dual clutch transmission so far has not been deemed to be safety-related. It'll still get you from point A to point B. It'll behave predictably to an extent, as long as you understand what it's going to do. But it's not going to, you know, slip out of gear and kill somebody. And so, as of right now, it's not considered a safety problem. But Ford uncovered what is considered to be a safety problem with a car that's got a problem with its transmission. Ford recalls nearly 300,000 Fusions because of the transmission. On Wednesday, Ford Motor Company issued a recall for about 300,000 Fusions. The recall was issued due to the potential for the cars to roll away, the company said, because a faulty transmission could cause the car to shift gears without the driver knowing. The recall affects select Fusions made from 2013 to 2016 with a 2.5-liter engine. And so that's an interesting point that I'm always fascinated when they say they discovered a defect in this particular vehicle and it only applies to vehicles that are equipped with something else. And then you wonder, are they related or is it just simply a problem that they identified at a particular period of time when these are going on the line or whatever? And so I suspect it may have something to do with how this engine is configured in relationship with the transmission and the linkage and so on. And this is a quote, a shifter cable that detaches from the transmission may allow the transmission to be in a gear different from the gear shift position selected by the driver, the company said in a statement, and that's not good. That's not good. The condition could allow the driver to move the shift lever to park, remove the ignition key while the transmission may not be in park, with no warning message or audible chime. Ford said if the parking brake is not applied, a shifter cable that detaches from the transmission could result in unattended vehicle movement, increasing the risk of injury or crash. And we've heard of that before. Vehicles that you thought were in park that weren't rolling away and hitting people and killing people. So it can be a tragedy, obviously. And you know, here's the thing. I mean, I drive a vehicle with an automatic transmission in it. I don't use the parking brake. I don't. And in fact, I'm scared to use it because I've had vehicles before that I didn't use the parking brake for so long that you go to use it and all of a sudden it gets stuck and hangs up and stuff. So obviously, if I have a vehicle that's got a manual transmission, I use the parking brake when appropriate. Ford said there are 3 reported cases of property damage and 1 case of injury caused by this flaw. The recall affects about 270,000 vehicles in North America. And it says 259,182 in the U.S., 10,282 in Canada, and 3,765 in Mexico. So here's the deal. If you got one of these cars, you're going to get the card that says, bring it in, let us fix it, no charge to you. That's cool. I like the way they do that. But in the meantime, if you've got one of these cars, you should be aware of the fact that 2013 to 2016 Fusion with a 2.5-liter engine, you're going to want to be using the emergency brake or parking brake for the time being until this gets fixed on your car. Unless, of course, you park on such level ground that you don't think your car would roll away if it wasn't in park. Now, here's the problem. I mentioned before about how there's a class action lawsuit in America over the dual clutch transmissions with Ford Motor Company and how a settlement was reached in California courts and that settlement was then taken up on appeal and they're fighting over that, whether or not the settlement's going to take place or not. So right now, if you've got one of those vehicles and you were hoping to get money out of that class action, it's tied up. You may or may not get some. We don't know. Because if the district court, or the court of appeals says, no, this is not appropriate and sends it back down to the district court, then it could be more and more years of this. So litigation is never fast. But Canada, those Canadians, those plucky Canadians, show us how it's done. Canadian Ford suit over dual clutch transmission has been settled. Brand new news, my friends. Our Canadian friends to the north, show us how it's done. Ford is facing multiple class action lawsuits over alleged issues with the dual-clutch transmission used in the 2011 to 2016 Ford Fiesta and the 2012 to 2016 Ford Focus. A proposed settlement in the U.S. looks as if it might be overturned, as I just said. However, Canadian Focus and Fiesta owners have settled their Ford lawsuit. A Canadian court approved the class action settlement over the transmission issues. Current owners could see a partial refund on what they paid for the vehicles. Compensation will vary among owners, with the amount depending on how often the owners had to replace faulty clutches in their transmissions. Again, that was the structure of the American settlement, based on how many times you brought the vehicle in and what repairs were done to it, because the more extensive repairs meant you were without the car for a longer period of time, even if you didn't pay for the repairs. So they're going to look at that and dole out some money. People who leased one of the affected cars could get a total refund on their payments minus usage. The approved settlement, the Ford suit, also offers money for previous owners who sold their vehicles rather than continue to drive a car that didn't seem fixable. Previous owners that had three or more transmission hardware parts replacements could get a Ford certificate worth $500 or $250 in cash. The value of the Ford certificate goes up as the number of replacements increases to a maximum of $3,000 or a Ford certificate worth $6,000. One interesting aspect of the settlement is that there is no monetary amount attached to it. It has been suggested that the cost of the settlement could be about $50 million for Ford. But again, they're saying, look, we're going to do this and we'll just pay out all the claims. We haven't added it up. We don't care. The settlement also includes money set aside for future problems. A provision in the settlement will allow Ford to buy the cars back at its discretion. If they want to, they can. The program for settlement will be in place at least until the 2016 cars go off warranty. A claims form for those with covered vehicles will be available in Canada by the end of the month for owners to fill out. After submitting the form, though, it could take 6 to 12 months to process the forms and for owners to receive their payments. So that's the Canadian class action with respect to Ford dual clutch transmissions. So Ford's transmission is still in the news, although those are two separate transmission issues. I have to tell you, I was with a friend of mine car shopping recently. I mentioned before I talked to somebody I know over the phone about car shopping, but I actually accompanied somebody to a car dealership who wanted to go car shopping. And I said, don't shop alone. They said, great, come with me. You know, so walking around a dealership lot, and there's a used car lot and a new car lot, and the car that we're looking at is on the used car lot. And a man walks up to us. We know he's a salesman because you can tell by his hair. And there's something about, imagine Ted Danson on Cheers. There's something about how that hair looks where you mold it into place. And every single, I mean, I know my hair is hairsprayed and it kind of looks like it's not going to move around a lot or blow in the wind like, you know, a romance novel cover model. But there's something about that look, you know what I'm talking about, right? Guy comes walking out and he's, you know, he's wearing the button-down shirt and the khakis and, you know, may I help you? And so he's talking to us. And just making casual conversation, the guy looks at me and he goes, so, you know, what do you drive? I said, I currently drive a pretty old car. I go, I'm actually right now in the market to buy a brand new Ford Explorer. And the guy goes, oh, really? And he turns around like he's as if I'm talking about like high-lie scores or something. And I'm like, wait, I'm standing on property owned by a Ford dealership. And I just said, I want to buy a brand new Ford Explorer. And literally the guy wandered off like I was, you know, like when you're trying to play with a cat, a dog, you can keep a dog's attention. You can be playing with a cat and it will literally and wander off. Like, did it just think of something? Did it hear a subsonic noise that I couldn't hear? Did it, like, seriously? And so I'm looking at the guy, and the guy looks back at me, you know, kind of like, and I go, I'm just curious. I go, you don't sell new cars? And he goes, oh, well, we do at the other, you know, he goes, we do over there. He points at the half of the lot where they sell the new cars. I said, oh, okay. Apparently, he's a used car salesman who is so laser focused on what he sells that it doesn't occur to him that he should take the man who's standing in front of him, who just said, I am going to buy a brand new car of this make and model at the dealership whose property I'm standing on, that he could have said, hey, let me walk you 100 feet over and introduce you to the other bored salesman who's not talking to anybody yet, and you can talk to him about a brand new car. This is, you know, and it's not, I have to admit, I didn't say I am going to buy one today, but I did say I am planning on buying one. I just didn't use the word today. And here's the thing. The dealership I was at was one of the dealerships I actually thought I would go talk to about buying a car at. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, I don't know how you qualify or disqualify dealerships that are going to sell you a car other than price, but I actually expect the dealership to treat me nicely in case I got to bring the car back for service, for instance, or warranty work. I'd like to have a good feeling about the place because I might have choices where I'm going to take it to. So when the guy acts that disconnected, and I think to myself, okay, I mean, talk about a low, you know, pressure sales pitch. I mean, I tell the guy I want to spend a pile of money and he literally doesn't care. And he's a salesman and he's probably working on commission. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is either a guy who really doesn't understand what's going on here, or this is the greatest bit of reverse psychology I've ever seen in my entire life. But I actually said, okay, just walked away. You know, so every time I talk about car buying, if I get involved in my own examples, too many weird examples, but I talk to so many people too. I know this stuff is not just isolated to me, but I've gone off topic. I'm sorry. So back again to Ford is recalling the 300,000 Ford Fusions from 2013 to 2016. They got 2.5 liter engine in them. And if you've got one of those, be careful. And if you're in Canada with a Ford dual clutch transmission, that lawsuit's been settled. You might have something coming your way. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.